Our guest in the cafe this morning is 8M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Our thought for the day, Ryan, is from Charles Barkley. And he says, these are my new shoes. They're good shoes. They won't make you rich like me. They won't make you rebound like me. They definitely won't make you handsome like me. They'll only make you have shoes like me. That's it. Truth in advertising.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, whatever you get from Charles is always good.
He's never missed a headline.
Well, let's talk about some major developments in college athletics over the past few days. First, a federal judge ruled that college athletes should be paid for the use of their images in video games or their names on jerseys and so on. This is called the O'Bannon case. What's your immediate take on that?
I think my immediate take is, you know, I think we kind of expected some change to come out of that case. I don't know that throughout the college athletics industry that we expected Judge Wilkins to rule in the favor of O'Bannon the kind of the way that she did. But I think we did know that there's going to be some change coming out of it and some recommendations, kind of really given to us. But I don't know that any of us are really surprised by it. And I think what it does, it really puts the ball into our court. And obviously the NCAA has come out and has said that they're since going to appeal that. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll see this over the next 3 to 5 years. I mean, it'll continue to be appealed and you know until it gets to the Supreme Court if it goes that far.
You understand that this would still go into effect even if the appeal is underway?
That's my understanding. Yeah, that's my understanding of it is that there would be a trust set up at that point in time. And so that they would be able to get that money after they graduate from that trust, and in that it would actually start applying to the 2015-16 year. So not this current year that we're in, but beginning next fall.
Now, the idea of the trust is not a temporary thing, is it? That's sort of the main idea.
No, that's the idea of it. Yeah, it's to set up the trust, and that way when they graduate, they'll get that money from whatever their NLI or NIL, name, image, and likeness, once they graduate or move forward.
Yeah. So. We're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. How do you separate the revenue that comes from going to Johnny Manziel versus a second team offensive tackle on the team?
Yeah, I don't know. I think those are all good questions, and I think that's the problem that we're in. We're in uncharted territory. There's so many questions and not enough answers right now. Again, I think the concept of it is good because I don't think that our student athletes, especially at that high level, need to be exploited, the way they've been exploited. So I certainly believe that there's change that needs to occur. What that change is, I think, is the real debate right now as to really what needs to happen. I just don't know that paying players and paying student athletes, because you start going down that road, and let's just not call them student athletes. Let's call them athlete students.
Right.
And so I just don't know if that's really the appropriate route to go. But I think there is some change that really needs to be done and looked at. And I think this is a very scary time for college athletics. But to me, it's a very important time, and we have a great opportunity from this as well to really kind of change things and really kind of clean things up a little bit.
Now, a related story, the NCAA is giving more autonomy to the so-called Big Five conferences, the Southeast, the Big 12, Big 10, Pac-12, Atlantic Coast, and how they operate. And as I understand it, they're going to be able to decide for themselves whether to give stipends to their athletes and to decide how large those stipends.
You bet. Yeah. So the board of directors ruled last week from a 17-2 vote that they would give the Power Five conferences autonomy to make rules and decisions that would affect them. Specifically, I think that means the ability for them to provide stipends to their student athletes above the full cost of attendance to the institution. So
above the plain scholarship.
Right. So really what that means is if you look on any institution's website, they'll tell you the full cost of attendance. It'll be, tuition, fees, books, room and board, all that good stuff. And then there'll be a category that says miscellaneous, and it may say, transportation or and really, it used to be the old laundry money we used to do this a long time ago, and it used to be the laundry money.
Who knows how this is going to affect everybody else?
Right.
The smaller Division I conferences, schools like the University of North Texas, and then Division II, A&M Commerce, and the Lone Star Conference schools.
Yeah, and I think that's still yet to be determined. And I think, again, when you look at it, again, it's the scary part of it, but it's also, kind of a it's really a great opportunity for us at the same time. But
we're looking at instead of three divisions, maybe really four divisions.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it really, and I think that was the biggest key in all this. You know, we've talked before about how I really felt like I didn't ever feel like the Power Five schools were ever going to separate and make their own division, because I just think there's so much legal jargon, so much legal action, things that have to take place that they just didn't want to handle it. But I think they threatened it in order to get what they wanted, which was the autonomy vote. And so they got what they wanted now, and the rest of us, or the rest of Division One, got to keep the basketball tournament intact. And essentially, that's what it was about, being able to still be a part of the NCAA basketball tournament, being able to have the Southland Conference a part of that, you know, the right. Southern Conference, you know, the Sun Belts, those, having those, make sure that they still had automatic qualifiers into the NCAA basketball tournament, I think was the biggest part of that pie. And that's kind of why they gave up that ability to have autonomy decision making.
I see. Ryan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.